He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
And welcome, everyone, to He Said, She Said.
That's right. Welcome.
And what's on your mind today, dear? All kinds of things, I bet,
what's
huh?
On, well, yeah. Well, I guess, yeah. There's always something on my mind. But just to pinpoint it down and write about it and talk about it is a different story, so I have to be a little more clear. So, what's
As
cooking?
As I usually lead up to. What's cooking, dear?
Well, not much is cooking, but what I'd like to talk about is freshly squeezed grapefruit or freshly squeezed orange juice, citrus juice, first thing in the morning. And what a difference this live juice makes first thing in the morning. You can actually taste the life force. It's so much easier just to take a box or a can of juice from the refrigerator, but we must remember that good health is a four-letter word, W-O-R. Okay, and it's well worth it too.
You got to work at your health.
You got to work at it. When you squeeze, you can actually smell. Like this morning, I was thinking I knew I was going to talk about this, and I cut the grapefruit in half, and I could smell the fresh grapefruit, and it smelled so fresh and alive. And as I'm drinking it, I could taste the life force, and it actually woke me up, which was really a wonderful thing. But the thing that you need to remember when you have a fresh live juice is the juices must be consumed immediately after being squeezed or pressed through the juicer, because the live juices lose their micronutrient and enzymatic value very, very quickly when exposed to oxygen, light, or heat. Live juices made from organically grown vegetables and fruits boost energy and the immune system levels. Not only are they delicious, like mine was this morning, but the plant's liquid life nourishes the trillions of cells that make up our body and supercharge our health.
And I'm thinking also of our acronym for DIET. What does that stand for?
Discipline in Energy Transfer.
Right. And outside of the discipline, which relates to the choices that you make, the art of nutrition, the energy transfer, and I think this is something that people don't think of. When you look at food, when you eat food, think of the energy that you are capturing and transferring from that food. And when you consume dead, pasteurized, sugar-laden juices, you are transferring a false form of energy. You know what it's like? It's like caffeine or recreational drugs. You stimulate and artificially elevate, but you do not transfer real, true energy into the body. And that's what everybody wants more of.
Right.
That's what everybody is lacking today.
Everybody wants more energy.
Everybody that comes into the health food store. Everyone that goes to the doctor. Yeah. Doctor, I have no energy. Chronic fatigue syndromes.
Right. Right.
Just running rampant through society.
So it's not so hard on your body. Their digestion requires very little effort and frees up your digestive energy. So it has its own enzymes to help assist with a digestive process. So that's important too.
Huge. And then, of course, fresh live juices, whether they are vegetable or fruit, are alkaline forming.
Absolutely.
They oppose
yes.
acid. Stress creates acid. Training creates acid. Sleep deprivation creates
acid. And when you wake up in the morning, you are acidic, right?
Disease creates acid.
Yeah.
So we need incredible reinforcement to acid.
Yeah.
And what is the reinforcement? Alkalinity.
Right.
And the live fresh juice in the morning kind of brings you up, stimulates you. I always use it, as you well know, as the base foundation
right.
of my morning protein
right.
shake.
Well, what I've been doing lately, I've been doing it for so many years. I've changed things around a little bit. I have my water first thing in the morning, and then I have my freshly squeezed grapefruit juice, and then I have my shake later on down the road.
Right.
It's just absolutely fantastic. You know, what you need to do is go to the grocery store and buy 6 or 7 or 8 organic grapefruits, put them in your fridge so that they're there, and just cut one or two. I find one large grapefruit makes about 5 ounces maybe. Just enough. That's all I need. Just that much, because I've already had a drink of water.
It's like
right?
a shot.
Exactly. And I just knock it back, and it's so refreshing. So if you haven't done it, don't look at the work that goes into it, because you will be more than pleased by the outcome.
Yes, and you know what I like to do? I like to squeeze a nice large pink grapefruit, the ruby red.
Yeah.
And a couple of oranges, of course, organic.
Yeah, that's
mix
what you
and
like.
Match.
Uh-huh.
And before I pour that freshly squeezed juice into the blender to make my protein shake, I drink about an ounce or two of it straight.
Yeah.
And first thing in the morning, after, of course, I've consumed some water previously, it's just such a refreshing, stimulating, wonderful sensation, bringing that juice, and I swish it around and swallow it. I just absolutely love it.
So take the time, take the energy, and make yourself a freshly squeezed grapefruit or orange juice, or mix them together. It's well worth it. Believe me.
Absolutely. And of course, it doesn't have to be grapefruit or citrus related.
I'm talking about citrus, though.
Right.
Just this morning.
Right.
Talking about citrus. Because there's a whole million other array of different kinds of juices.
Absolutely.
That we can do.
Okay.
But
so let's focus on the focus.
Today is just about
citrus. Okay. This is your gig.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah. Well, at least part of it is. Anyway. Okay. So that was a great topic for What's Cooking, and now let's talk about our last month's special guest.
Last month's special guest was Dr. David Matthews. Dr. Dave is truly an exception to the rule. He is a surgeon, a power program instructor with the Colgan Institute, and a student of the CSNA. He definitely is not sitting around on his tush.
Oh no, he likes to move that tush around.
And I like to try those Russian kettlebells that he was talking about. They sound like they'd be a really, really good workout, huh? I'm trying to get an image in my head about what they are.
Well, think of a big round iron ball with a handle on it that you grab with both hands or one hand. And think of taking a wide squatting position over standing that iron kettlebell.
Yeah.
Picking it up with both hands and lifting it up above
your
head.
So there'd be different weights, right?
Swinging. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, different weights. Sizes that you could have.
One,
that sounds good to
three,
me.
3, 5, 7, 11, 9
kilos. Yeah, that would be
kilos.
Something a little different to do.
Swinging around, you know, and he was talking about the leg biceps and the buttocks.
Yes.
And the lower back development that you get from it.
Yeah, exactly. And how that's underestimated. And also people, as they age, that's the last part that they want to work on is their glutes and their hamstrings.
Well, that's the part that
the
goes,
back.
Too.
Absolutely.
And they lose it just by sitting so much.
Yes.
He talks about sitting.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Dr. Matthews, for that fantastic interview.
Yeah, it really was. And so who is coming? Who is our next month's special guest?
Next month's special guest is Mrs. Donna Herringer. Now, Donna has worked in the natural health products industry for, I don't know how many years, many, many, many years. She's now the general manager of Quest Vitamins, and she's also been the president of the Canadian Health Food Association. I think she knows who's who in the industry, and she knows everybody in the industry, absolutely. So we really look forward to Donna's interview and sharing her insights into this very progressive industry.
Yeah, and everyone knows her as well, and of course, she was instrumental in helping me get the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program started with the CHFA. And thanks to her for that, and she provided a lot of support that made that happen. And now, of course, we exclusively distribute the program ourselves through our institute. But it was because of the CHFA and myself and Donna that really made that thing happen.
Absolutely.
And hats off to her for that.
Mm-hmm.
And to her recognition of the importance of education.
Right.
You know, I was speaking with someone recently about how important education is, and the health food industry, it is lagging behind even the fitness industry in that personal trainers are often certified and have to maintain their credit status by taking ongoing courses.
Right.
And there is no such standard of any kind in the American or Canadian or in any country in the world. There's no minimum standard of education in the health food industry. So this is why when you go into a health food store, you don't know who you're going to connect with.
Right.
Does that person have any understanding or knowledge of any kind that relates to the vitamins that they're selling?
Right.
They may be experts, but often they are not, because there is no mandatory minimum standard of education. And this is what we are trying to change.
Exactly. This is what Donna helped happen in Canada.
And this is what the CSNA program is all about.
Exactly.
If you're into sports nutrition, and of course that's the mecca when it comes to health, you've got to train and understand how to feed the body.
Good. So we look forward to Donna Herringer's interview.
Awesome. Okay. So my darling dear, what is your hot topic?
Well, aren't you being nice today, calling me darling?
Well, seeing how the topic relates to me.
The hot topic is called Even Steven. All right, because we were talking with some friends the other night about relationships between partners and marriages. Now, I'm talking about partners in all different types of aspects, because in this day and age, there's all different types of partners. So I'm not just talking about men and women here.
Gay, straight, transvestite, whatever.
All right, you said it.
Dog, man, cat, whatever.
Now, let's say a relationship between two human beings, okay? Let's keep it really clean.
Okay.
Okay.
And politically correct.
That's right. Does it seem that one or the other plays a subordinate role? What does subordinate mean?
You mean when I beat you around and throw you against the wall?
Exactly. The Oxford Concise Dictionary, English Dictionary, says that subordinate means of inferior importance or rank, to treat or regard as minor importance, secondary or subservient. I believe that everyone plays an important role and that one cannot do without the other. So I'm talking about teamwork here. Each person has a role to fill, a definite job description, that they do the best of their ability in order to, for the job to get done, right?
Yeah. So whoever can do the job the best, you work it out together, you agree to it, and then you just move forward.
Exactly. So, for example, let's say you have a husband and wife and they have two or three kids. Each partner must pitch in and assist the other to offer a helping hand. Why would only one of the partners cook and clean? Why can't they both do the job? Even if they don't enjoy the work, it must be done. So, is one partner better than the other or lesser than the other because they clean the toilet or take out the trash?
Oh, absolutely. And they should be paid less, too.
So, if you clean the toilet and you do the grocery shopping and you do the cooking and you look after the kids, are you a lesser human being than the person
not.
That goes to the job 24/7? Well, not 24/7, but the person that goes to the job 5 days a week and brings in the money? I don't think so, and I don't think that's right, because both offer. We have a team. We have a goal. We're moving together in our journey. We have a destination, and the destination is to get the job done.
I think it has a lot to do with prejudice and how people treat one another.
Yes.
You know, they treat you with respect or not, and it has a lot to do with whether they respect themselves.
Well, I was just going to say that.
Oh, sorry, dear. I stole the show.
No, that's true. If you respect yourself and with high regard, it's the way you look after the children, the way you clean that toilet, the way you take out the trash. You take pride in your home. You take pride in the things you do. Let's say, for example, the woman goes out to work and the man stays home and looks after the kids. Now, is the man a loser because he's staying home with the kids? Absolutely not.
But he doesn't have a stereotypical role as a husband.
No. Well, today, in this day and age, anything goes.
Right.
It's as long
so
as the job
blow
gets
blow that
done.
Stereotypical blasé garbage out the door.
Exactly.
And start redefining your lives.
Exactly.
And set your own standards. And,
what,
and don't worry what the Joneses
exactly.
next door say.
What works for you as
Absolutely.
Long as you're getting the job done.
That's the key. What works?
Yeah.
What works?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not working, if it's broken, you better fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of marriages, a lot of relationships dematerialize as a consequence of ignoring areas that obviously can be adjusted quickly and easily if you are able to step out of the box and between the two of you, without consulting mummy and daddy or the next door neighbors, between the two of you, come to terms with what you want to do and what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be it your religion, be it how you set up your furniture, be it how you live your lives in the privacy of your own home.
Exactly. And what does this do? This embraces you. It gives you, you can become a better human being. You become a better partner. And you probably will enjoy each other's company more. And also, too, it will help raise the children. Because the children see that you're both independent and you both respect each other and you appreciate and admire. And then you can have intimacy in your relationship.
Yes.
Because that's what relationships are, is having intimacy in that relationship, the close contact with each other. Which a lot of, you know, relationships do not have the intimacy.
No.
Because they're not working together.
And intimacy is what? Being able to relate how you feel on a deep and, I guess, emotional level.
Yes.
In truth.
To get very close
without,
to somebody. Personal.
Without feeling enough. You're going to be criticized or ridiculed or judged.
Yes.
So that would prevent you from being intimate in many cases.
Oh, yeah. If you were disrespectful.
We need to be intimate with each other.
Yes.
Right, people?
Oh, yes.
And yeah, not just on a sexual level.
No.
But
no.
In
why do we ask? Always comes up to the S
well,
word.
Well, because sometimes people think in relationships.
Yes, that intimacy
between men
is
and women
sex.
Or whatever, that intimacy
yeah.
is sex, right?
Yes, exactly. Which it can be. That, yes, can be part of that.
But also just how you discuss
like
issues.
Like two female relationships,
other.
Two male relationships, a mother-daughter, a mother and a son can have an intimate, close relationship. It's something that you share which you don't share with anybody else. It's special.
Yes.
It's a special relationship.
It's also honesty.
Yes.
It's
yes.
explaining how you feel exactly about a certain issue or topic, and it's the other person allowing you that opportunity and being accepting, not just tolerant, but accepting and open enough to receive that information and say, I get what you're saying.
Exactly.
And let's work together on finding a solution.
Yeah, and that's where the teamwork comes in.
Remember John Lennon said there's no problems, only solutions?
Oh, I like that one. So that's what we need to think about, working as a team. So all roles are important. So next time that you think your job is more important than someone else's, think again, my friend.
Absolutely, because your next door neighbor could be, and will be, and should be, your peaceful brother. But is it your prejudice that's preventing that relationship? And in all matters, I think, again, you pressed upon this issue, dear, get in touch with your own head, find peace within yourself, and then you're able to flow in life and find peace in the world with other people.
Well, when I was working in the dance industry, what I think is very interesting, and I also heard an American radio station, which they're totally into service. We knew, and we used to have meetings. We had the receptionist, we had the front department and the back department, we had the supervisors, we had this and that and the janitor. We had to know everybody who worked in that building. We had to know what everybody's job was, which is very important that we know. So we think, she's just a receptionist, big deal. He's just a janitor. Well, without that darn janitor, I'll tell you, we don't have a clean dance studio and our students won't buy dance lessons if the place is filthy. So I heard on the radio the other day an advertisement for this company, and they said, we want to tell you thank you to the people behind the scenes, the first front receptionist when you answer that phone. And they said thank you to her and Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. Then they went on and on and on, and I thought, this is wonderful recognition because everybody's job is important. Not one person's is more important than the others.
Hey, the number one safeguard to prevent infectious disease is the washing of your hands. And when I say that, there is a very specific, definite methodology in washing of the hands.
Yes, I know there is.
You don't just run the water with the hands. You got to get soap and get between those fingers.
You should be able to, you rub the soap in your hands and you wash it around. You should be able to sing happy birthday to you.
That's good.
That's what you sing.
That's a very practical teaching method.
So if you see me in the bathroom singing happy birthday, you know what I'm up to.
Well, and birth is a celebration, and birth is life. So that's a nice tie-in, dear.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
So remember, that is more important than all of medical intervention. And remember, without the garbage in your backyard being removed, the entire city would go down in 2 weeks.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
So let's just focus on the importance of those things that really, truly matter and give them the credit.
Right.
Because where credit is due, credit should be given.
Exactly. And let people know that you're thankful for what they do.
And a doctor is no more or less important than any other man that does anything of significance.
We're talking about a medical doctor here because doctors are teachers.
Men,
right?
Women, and children.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, the bricklayer, the candlestick maker, the baker, everybody has significance. And when you see people with equality and you understand this, we can move towards a world without prejudice. And man, what a world that would be.
And peace on earth, right, honey?
Remember, Yoko Ono also said when John Lennon and I don't know why I'm on John Lennon,
I
guess I just read it. Yoko Ono and John Lennon were in Montreal in a little room. And this is famous, about 35 years ago. And she was the one that said, give peace a chance. So health is connected intimately to peace and love and self-love and love for your neighbor. So
there you have it. Even Stephen. Even Stephen, right?
Even Stephen. Treat your mate with total love and equality. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, and you're not, don't look at the outside world. Look at inside.
That's
see what's going on. And you'll find the answers right there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wonderful hot topic, dear. What is your final word?
My final word is from Corinthians 1. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude.